So let's start with the topic is, why is this such a big deal? I assume that everybody's read the Sabine decision or you wouldn't be here. Anybody not read the Sabine decision? Anybody willing to admit it? Who read it for the first time on the air flight down here or while they were riding in a car going trying to figure out what it was all about? All right. Sabine is a decision that has caused an awful lot of consternation amongst both on both sides of the issue, whether it be from the debtor side, whether it be from the midstream, or for those folks who have the gathering agreements who are on the other side of these types of contracts. And the issues at the 30,000-foot level is really pretty simple. Are they executory contracts? If they're executory contracts, everybody knows how that goes. It's a fairly straightforward standard. You run in, you put on a little bit of testimony that, hey, this is debtor's business judgment. This ought to be rejected. It's burdensome to the estate. We go on about our business. We can sell the asset that is burdened by the contract, and then we'll deal with the general unsecured claim later if, as and when, it really has any value. If, on the other hand, it is not an executory contract, then it changes the playing field. Leverage changes. Negotiation changes. That interest has to be dealt with. It can't simply be put aside in the form of a motion to reject. So let's start off with just try to get on the same page. I assume that everybody understands. We hear these downstream, upstream, midstream. Everybody know what all those three terms mean?